Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you're here with me this week. And we have a very important subject we're going to concentrate on, and that's gut health. And that became a problem for me. I've tried to trace it back because I did everything that's supposed to be the right things to do for gut health, and I still do. But a number of years ago, I got bit by 4 brown recluse spiders. And that, and on top of getting where I live, there's a downhill slope, a very sharp one, and my garage flooded, I think, 4 or 5 times. We just had a massive rain here in Oklahoma, and I got a black mold infection. And so the treatments they give for me may have irritated the guts. Even though antibiotics do nothing for black mold, they will give you that. Now, just in case, but sometimes when your body is being attacked by something, it opens it up to other things as well. When you take antibiotics, you really destroy the flora in your gut. And you think, well, I'll just take some more probiotics and build it back. Not necessarily, not easily. Because what happens, they're competing for the lining in your vessels, and fungus and mold, those stick little roots into the gut, and they're literally trying to grow in, and then they get into the blood. They send their little chemicals into the blood, and that's called leaky gut. The lining of your gut's only a couple cell walls thick. It has to be thin, so it's real easy for it to absorb nutrients, but it also makes it very easy for it to absorb trash. Your first defense against gut health is your stomach acid. Your stomach acid goes down as you get older. Everyone goes, oh, I got acid reflux. You may have 2 things maybe going on. You may have too much alkaline. I mean, the acidic state within the stomach is extremely acidic. You take stomach acid and put it on a leather shoe, and it will eat that, really put a dent in it. What protects us is the mucus lining. When you eat too many carbs and starch, it dries out that mucus lining all the way from your mouth to your anus, all the way through. That mucus lining is a protective coating, and that gets dried out. When people go on a low-carb diet, that over a couple weeks, eating more protein and getting rid of the bread and the potatoes and all these starchy foods and getting rid of all the sugar, that lining rebuilds. In a book that I really love, I've used it many times in lectures, called Life Without Bread by Wolfgang Luntz and Christian Allen. Christian Allen was a scientist for the National Institute of Health, and Wolfgang Luntz was a European doctor that did 40 years of research on low-carb diet. He turned around Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, congested heart failure, ulcers, almost every gut problem you can think of, and gout, with a low-carb diet. And he would graph it all and show all his patients and put them on and show them where they were on it and before and after. Did a fantastic job of showing the effects of a healthy low-carb diet. So people end up with ulcers because they're eating too much sugar and starch, and because their mucus lining is destroyed. So the company I've been really excited about what they have is the Ultramida Restore. I also like other companies as well. I like the Immune Tree Colostrum. I haven't talked to their owner in many years now, but I still use their product. I like Cell Food. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. And those patches, they're LifeWay patches, they're very good. But the product that just blows my socks off and the way it turns things around is this product that was designed by Dr. Bevan Elliott. Bevan Elliott, I'm going to run an interview with him in just a little bit. I have some people I want you to hear from and what the effect they got, that my friend Roger Hill caught their information or did a short little interview so he gets through the week with people to see what effect taking all those ingredients in Ultramida Restore, and there's 44. I call it Restore 44. It's called Ultramida 3.0 because it's the third version. Well, these are things I've taken. But if you have an inflamed gut, you can take the best nutrition in the world and it won't get through. If that line is all inflamed, you could be starving to death. You can, some reason we're able to get fat, and yet we starve from nutritional products. And if you don't have enough stomach acid, you can't get your minerals, and you have trouble with your vitamins. People think they're doing themselves some good. I'm going to tell you one quick story before we go to a break here. Many years ago, Dr. Cass Ingram and I know, and by the way, his products are phenomenal. The regular oil, P73, is what he's known for, and the Regares, I really recommend to stay, keep your lungs healthy and everything. But he was doing a lecture in Oklahoma City many years ago at the Health Food Center. And I had interviewed him before the lecture, and we had done interviews for many, many years, but we had a big turnout, 350 people in the morning, another 300 in the, or 250 in the evening. It was a big, big turnout. And this one lady that worked at the Health Food Center, very sweet lady, she came over to me and said, I like a lot of what Dr. Ingram was saying, and you and him when you were interviewing him, but he was talking about eating meat and that all these societies that live long, all of them eat meat and use eggs. The seven different societies are known to live long. She said, I disagree with that. And then, for no reason, she told me, by the way, she has Crohn's disease. And I said, how long have you had Crohn's disease? 20 years. I said, how long have you been a vegan vegetarian? Her religion requires vegetarianism. She said, 25 years. Well, what happens when you don't eat meat, the body doesn't need as much stomach acid, it turns that down. But then you lose the defense for the bacteria, virus, and fungus slipping past the stomach acid, and you're not able to absorb minerals. I remember her husband was standing next to her, and I could see the daggers coming out of his eyes. He was angry for me to put those two things together. I didn't even say, it's your diet that's causing your Crohn's. But he knew that, A followed B, what I was suggesting there. But that was the problem. People do not appreciate the stomach acid. I take betaine, HCL. I take tablets of apple cider vinegar. I like to take them before I eat, especially if I'm going to have meat with my meal. If I'm going to have chicken or salmon or beef or anything, I always like to take that. But I try to take them anyway a few times a day because after 50 or 60 or 70, you probably have 25%, 30% of the stomach acid you had as a kid. So the way to test yourself is put a tablespoon or two in about 4 or 5 ounces of apple cider vinegar. And if it makes your stomach feel better or doesn't bother your stomach, you don't have too much stomach acid. You have too little. Now, it still may bother and you still may have too little because you don't have any mucus lining like the level you should have because you're eating too many starch and sugars. So very important information. And you can look up that book, Life Without Bread, and you can see what I'm talking about. Now, we're going to be back in just a moment. And I want Roger to bring on a few of these people and see what it's done for their gut health by taking Ultramite Restore. We'll be right back. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this UltraMito Restore and UltraMito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This is Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now. It's soon going to be up there. And you're going to have that advantage. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. And if you're just joining me, don't forget, if you want to hear this show and you miss something, you can always go to danshealthandfitness.com. And Podbean will pop up, and this one will be titled Gut Health. So you'll be able to find it, even if it's, you may have a friend that has this problem and you want him to listen to this, maybe 3 or 4 weeks from now or a year from now, you can find it. So I really love that feature, by the way. Now, Roger Hill has some important interviews dealing with gut health and the Ultramita Restore and what people are starting to see from getting all those nutrients working in the body through that XDS technology. Now, the first one I want you to hear is Sandra Morrow. She's dealing with acid reflux. A doctor friend of mine, he was chief of staff back in my hometown of the hospital there, and I grew up with him, and he died of acid reflux. The constant acid pouring up there brought on cancer, and it killed him. I had some ideas on what he could do, but you know, I was his childhood friend. He was going to listen to the doctor, and that's okay. That's what you got to do. But it took his life. It's a serious thing, acid reflux. And the purple pill I have trouble with, because that's designed to downregulate the acid output. Well, then you're not absorbing your minerals, like I said earlier. My older brother was taking that, and I said, if you do that, Gene, what's going to happen is you're going to end up with bone spurs. Well, I got to do what the doctor says, or he won't deal with me if I don't do exactly what he says. I said, okay. About 6 months later, he's having to sleep in a recliner because his back hurts him, and he's using a walker, and he had to have an operation to remove the bone spurs. And I knew what was going to happen, but the reason that happens is when you're not absorbing the minerals, the body starts releasing them from the calcium from the bones to try to keep the pH of the blood and other areas in a certain range. And then those, as they leak out, they start creating bone spurs. That's what happens when you drink too much carbonated drinks and things of that sort, too. Now, I want you to hear this interview that Roger has with Sandra Morrow. Let's go to that.
So, Sandra, you had some issues with gut health. Can you tell us what your concerns were, how they affected you, and then what happened after you started with Restore and Rejuvenate?
Well, about 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with acid reflux. And what happened is the acid reflux, my stomach acid would come up during the night, come up in my throat while I was asleep, and it caused scar tissue to develop in my esophagus. That led to when I would attempt to eat, I could take several spoonfuls of food, swallow, you know, chew, swallow, and everything is fine. And then suddenly my throat would close up and I would literally be choking. I could not breathe. I could not swallow. The only option I had was to get to a restroom and bring the food back up. That was extremely scary. There was no treatment for it other than to take a pill that would reduce the stomach acid and thereby reduce the likelihood that I would choke. So I was stuck having to take this pill every day, although I really never knew if I actually was going to have the choking episode or not. And this went on for, as I said, about 10 years. During that 10-year period, even taking this medication, a prescribed medication, I still on two occasions had to have a surgical procedure where a balloon was inserted into my throat to stretch it because the scar tissue would continue to develop because of the acid reflux. Upon beginning Restore, about 2 weeks in, I developed enough confidence to just not take the pill to see what would happen. And much to my delight, I did not have any problems eating. And I've never had any problems since then. And that was in November of 2020 when I started taking the Restore. As I said, about 2 weeks in, I just decided to take myself off that medication because there's many side effects of it. One of them was that it could lead to thinning of the bones. And of course, that's a concern for women anyway, as we age. So I didn't want to be stuck taking a medication that had all these side effects. And of course, as I said, there was never any hope that I was ever going to solve that problem, but haven't had any choking episodes or anything like that since I've been on Restore.
And then on top of that, you got all this energy exercising, and how much weight did you lose?
My initial, since the beginning of the year altogether, I've lost 53 pounds. I lost 30 pounds just taking the Restore, and I started a fairly vigorous walking program. And in the last 2 months, I have added to the walking program, working with a personal trainer and doing exercise classes 3 days a week in addition to the walking. I wanted to also give a shout out to my son. He walks with me quite a bit, but he's lost about 44 pounds. And he's also been on Restore since November last year.
Outstanding. Congratulations to both of you, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Roger.
Thanks, Roger, for gathering that interview. And it's great that they're not only the gut is starting to feel better for her, but she's also losing weight. I mean, the weight is starting to come off of them. Okay, we have another interview here with Rebecca Gill, and she's dealing with Crohn's and with acid reflux. So let's see what's going on there.
5-6 years ago, I was finally diagnosed with Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, and acid reflux, although I've been dealing with them for many years before that, before they were diagnosed. Before Restore, Crohn's causes extreme bloating, cramping, constant motion in the stomach or constant rumbling, which is very uncomfortable. It feels like your stomach is always moving. It causes nausea. It causes extreme fatigue because with the colitis, especially you're bleeding internally and you have ulcers on your intestinal tract. And so you're losing blood regularly. And for that reason, I had to have regular iron infusions every few months. And that's very hard to do because that's an IV once a week until you get your iron level up. It's hard to consume raw vegetables and fruits, which is where you get a lot of your nutrients from. As a result, in addition to being deficient in iron, I was also deficient in vitamin B12, vitamin D3, which also zapped my energy and made things very difficult. It's very hard to sleep. You are very fatigued because you're not sleeping well through the night. So there are just a lot of symptoms that you're constantly dealing with. So it really affects all areas of your life and can make things very difficult. And, of course, with the acid reflux, it makes digesting food and dealing with food very difficult as well. You have to watch what you're eating. A lot of things can trigger flare-ups or episodes, and you've got constant heartburn, pain in the stomach, that kind of thing. I just wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about what I've noticed since being on Restore, and especially on Restore 3.0, which I find absolutely amazing. I'm not only sleeping better, but I'm sleeping deeper. I have less fatigue now. My bloating has gone down significantly, which makes it easier for me to wear clothes and to move about and to do what I need to do during the day. I'm digesting my food better. I can actually eat more raw fruits and vegetables than I could for many years. and I'm enjoying them. I love salads and things like that, and I can eat those again. I still try and watch it just to make sure that I don't inadvertently cause flare-ups, but it's getting much easier all the time. I know I'm not bleeding as much internally because I went to the doctor about 3 weeks ago and had a report done. They do iron studies on me every 3 months. And the doctor reported to me that my iron level was up. It was significantly low during my last study, and that's why they gave me the 4 infusions of iron, and I'm up to 120, which is in the normal range, which is huge.
All right.
And as a result, I didn't have to have the infusions for the first time in a long time. I think I told you recently that I went on a diet to try and lose a little extra weight, and I had a lot of problems with it. They had me stop taking all oil-based products because their supplements attack oil in the body. And as a result, I stopped taking the Restore. Well, as soon as I stopped the diet, I went back on the Restore, and this is what I'm noticing. I had to have iron infusions while I was on the diet, and I have not had to have them since I stopped the diet and started taking the Restore. And I was on the Restore for about 3 weeks when I went back to the doctor and got this report. And he also told me, and he was very shocked when he said this, he said, your hemoglobin is in normal range for the first time in, he said, I've never seen a normal range on you. And I said, well, it's been about 10 years. And he said, that's wonderful. He said, I've never seen that result with you. That's great. Keep it up. So there's a lot of really wonderful things going on with the Restore, especially the Restore 3.0. I'm losing weight. It's coming off more easily than actually it did with the diet, I think because of the Restore in large part. Let's see. I know that my vitamin B and vitamin B3, vitamin B12, and vitamin D3 levels are up. I haven't had blood work recently, but I'm going to be getting that in the next week, and I can't wait to find out what that is. So I think that there are a lot of really wonderful things that I'm noticing. And I think I'm digesting my food better, and I think it's because of the Restore.
That has to have really important implications. And thank you for sharing, Rebecca.
Thank you.
It's great that Rebecca is starting to be able to absorb nutrients. And when she said that her B vitamins went up and her vitamin D3, that's because the lining of the intestines is healthier. And probiotics makes B12. It makes other B vitamins. But if you don't have a right balance there, a flora versus a bad bacteria, which it should be about 4 times as much of good bacteria, you can't make your B vitamins. You also can't absorb vitamin D3 very easily. You have to take a lot more than other people to get any D3 in. So it's great to hear that. The weight loss is wonderful that she's getting that as well. Well, we have another interview with Ron Ballard. And Ron, I think, was most concerned about energy, but he also had an extreme bloating problem. So let's see what effect he feels he got by taking Alter Mito Restore by More Mito. So let's check that out.
Ron, tell us what your health interests or concerns were before you started taking our products, and then subsequently what happened.
Okay, I basically took Restore because I wanted to see if, in fact, A, it could give me the energy level that everyone said it did, and to see if I had taken it, it would allow me not to have to worry about taking the other vitamins I've been taking for the last 18 years.
Okay. How did that actually work out?
Well, in 2 days, I had a surge of energy, and I said, it can only be restored. And then the next 3 to 4 days up to now, I have a surge of energy that is, I just can't believe it, but I got a surge of energy that's just fantastic. And I'm cutting back on the previous supplements I've been taking because this is doing exactly what I'm looking for to do, the energy. It helps me with my digestive system. I feel very comfortable in the stomach now. It's amazing. All I got to say is all I can say.
Right. Tell us a little bit more about your digestive system in terms of how you were feeling before and how it changed?
Well, basically, prior to taking Restore, I have to say my digestive system, it didn't feel as good. The stomach sometimes felt a little bloated. It was tolerable. And then all of a sudden, after taking it, my stomach feels so relaxed. I don't even remember almost how I was out of touch with all the uncomfortableness I had until I got all this calmness that I have now, which is remarkable. Right. It's just great. I love it.
Okay. And how long have you been on it altogether at this point?
A little under 3 weeks.
Okay.
Thanks, Roger, for doing that, and thank you, Ron. I mean, the idea you get results that quickly is pretty amazing to me after doing this for 25 years. We'll be right back, and I have an interview I want to do with Dr. Elliott, the designer of this product, the creator of the XDS technology. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything. You tried the drugs. You tried the treatments. You tried the therapies. And you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works. I know how to shift memories. And I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
Listen, this may save your life. It'll open up the blood vessels where they flow the way they want to, instead of being shut down by so many different disease states. So I have Dave Mason with me, and he has Flovane. David, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Call Innovative Pharmacy, 405-330-3619, or go to flovane.com.
Okay, and give him the phone number one more time.
405-330-3619.
This can save your life, folks. Check it out, please. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Dan.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now. It's soon going to be up there, and you're going to have that advantage, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Now, I have an important interview with Dr. Bevan Elliott. He's the one that's figured out how to take all these nutrients and put them in this XDS umbrella where it can deliver things into the cells and like I've never seen before, never heard of, being able to do this. And so this is the result you're getting. So let's hear what Dr. Elliott, what things are addressing gut health in the Ultra Mito Restore.
So I want to highlight particular ingredients and why they're helpful here and what they have been shown to do. So I'm going to start obviously with olive oil. It's the main ingredient in our formulation. Olive oil that I use is very, very high in phenolic compounds, that is small molecules. Excuse me, that have it's called a phenyl ring on them, that are naturally useful for anti-inflammatory effects, antioxidant effects in the body, making it very healthy. But olive oil itself has a fat profile that is incredibly healthy for your body, that doesn't cause inflammatory conditions that your body recognizes naturally. So olive oil has been shown, as we talked about with metabolic syndrome, it has been shown to reverse metabolic syndrome. That is, help with blood pressure, blood sugar, triglyceride levels should go down with a healthy olive oil if you're consuming it on a regular basis. Your high-density cholesterol should go up. It helps with weight loss as well. Also, the phenolics in olive oil can act as neuroprotective agents in an antioxidant effect. So neurons, as we said before, are just as prevalent, if not way more so, in the gut than they are in the brain. And the neurons, of course, very, very important for the signals in the nervous system and major effects in your body, your gut, brain health, your ability to operate in a highly effective way. So that gut-brain axis can be improved with the phenolics in olive oil. And then we use olive leaf, and olive leaf is higher in certain of these phenolic compounds than olive oil is. And it's very, very good at acting in an antibiotic way, not a bad antibiotic way, but killing harmful bacteria. When you have the wrong bacteria in your gut biome is changed from where it should be. You don't digest properly. You have problems with infection in your body. Olive leaf can take out those harmful bacteria and really help your gut then grow the beneficial bacteria as it should. So that one is a heavy lifter. And of course, black seed oil is the heaviest lifter of all. Black seed oil, as Roger has said, along with olive oil, has been known for thousands of years. It's grown in the Middle East, Northern Africa, some other places, the Near East as well. Black seed oil is very, very good for upping mucus secretion in the gut. So yes, your gut makes mucus. Mucus is one of those things that allows the digestion of the food as it's mixed together in your gut. Mucus also reduces stomach ulcers that have become prevalent with diet. We have a lot of medications for just trying to treat the ulcers when we could really go after the diet here. And the types of ingredients that are in these oils, like flaxseed oil, that help with the problem upstream from the condition. So it helps up mucus secretion. What else does flaxseed oil do? It has a very, very strong antioxidant effect. So people with colitis can be helped because that's oxidation effects causing inflammation in the lower intestine. Flaxseed oil has been shown in studies to reduce gas and bloating. And then finally, it repopulates the gut with very beneficial bacteria and flora. So this would do the same thing as a good probiotic, but very natural in the sense that your body recognizes this as food, not just a dump of a certain set of bacteria. We have added in Restore 3.0 tributyrin, which is a form of butyric acid. And you say, well, I haven't heard much about butyric acid. What in the world is that? Well, it's a short chain fatty acid. It's found in butter, clarified butter, ghee. It's found in milk. So natural fats you might consume on a regular basis. I want to say that healthy butter from grass-fed cows especially is very, very healthy. Grass-fed butter is one of the healthiest fats that you can consume on a regular basis besides olive oil. Just want to throw that out there. But tributyrin, butyric acid. Why is this so important? And I want you to remember this. Butyric acid is the main energy source of the lower intestinal cells. Over 70% of the energy source for your intestinal cells comes from butyric acid, particularly in the colon. And when I say energy source, I mean these fatty acid chains and butyric acid are what your mitochondria use, along with oxygen, in your lower intestine to proliferate and stay healthy and do their job. There is a reason why colon cancer is rising tremendously in the last number of years. Part of that has to do with diet. In particular, butyric acid is absolutely critical for maintaining and rebuilding your gut health. If you don't have it, your lower gut will run out of energy, will not be able to take out the trash, will not be able to fight against inflammation, will not be able to do the final digestion and moving out the waste that your body needs to do. So you might end up backed up, and harmful bacteria that should be exiting your body do not, and you end up with conditions that are very harmful to you. Where does butyric acid come from? You say, well, I can't eat that much butter. You know that your body produces butyric acid primarily in much more than you could ever eat in your diet to get it naturally. It produces it when beneficial bacteria break down certain things in your diet. You know what it is? Dietary fiber. And you say, oh yeah, I've been told that fiber is really important to have. And our diet has very little fiber. When you're not eating fresh vegetables, when you're not eating, some healthy things, you don't have a lot of fiber. You say, well, I eat cereal in the morning, That's creating other problems there. Well, it's high in fiber. So yeah, but what type? And does your body recognize it the same way as other fiber? I'm not just talking roughage here. Clean out your digestive system. Beneficial fiber in the diet is very, very important, and I think Dr. Dan has a lot to say about that. Suffice it to say that butyric acid is mostly made by dietary fiber. So we are needing to put some back in your body to get you past those problems in the lower gut, to provide your mitochondria with energy directly from this butyric acid so that you can get over that hump, so that your gut can heal, your colon can get back to where it needs to be, so that by improving your diet, you can maintain that health. Butyric acid has been studied to affect Crohn's disease, colon cancer, even insulin sensitivity. And that's another topic for a different time. But I want you to understand that people with type 2 diabetes have very low amounts of butyric acid producing bacteria in the gut. So people with type 2 diabetes have the wrong type of biome in the gut. That is to say, their bacterial types in the gut are skewed. And particularly, it has been shown that people with type 2 diabetes have very, very depressed amounts of bacteria in the gut that take fiber, break it down into butyric acid, and thus it can end up affecting your lower intestinal health and your colon health as well. So that's a connection that isn't often talked about. So far we've talked about olive oil, olive leaf, black seed oil, and butyric acid. And I don't have the time to go into the other ingredients that actually affect gut health and restore. There are many though. Our whole set of adaptogens help your body maintain homeostasis and do affect the gut and the level of gut inflammation. You know, this is things like rhodiola and Eleutheros, Cassandra, marrow root, and so forth. Those adaptogens really help. Luteolin helps with levels of gut inflammation. Theanine affects those neurons, both in your brain and your gut, and levels of inflammation and oxidative damage. Ginseng is very important, believe it or not, for the gut. Frankincense has been shown to help with gut healing. Echinacea has been shown to change gut bacteria. Celery seed has also been shown to be beneficial. And, of course, astaxanthin is a big one here, an adaptogen that also helps with levels of inflammation in the gut and gut healing. So I don't have time to talk about all of those. I'm out of time now. But suffice it to say that Restore has many, many ingredients that your body recognizes as food that we are focused on, as the gut is so important, along with the mitochondria in the gut, that we are focused on as a healing modality, not only in the brain, but the gut. And when that gut-brain axis is healthy, when you have the right types of bacteria, when neurons are healthy, when levels of inflammation are low, and you have the type of food that is providing those cells with energy, and in the absence of that kind of food, we are providing sort of that remedial care so that it can get back to where it needs to be producing that energy, so the healing mechanism works on its own. Then you begin to see these changes in the healing of the gut. You see changes in acid reflux. You see changes in this pain that occurs after your meal, or your ability to eliminate waste, or how you sleep at night even is affected by these things. And that's a topic for another time as well. But Restore is very, very heavy on ingredients that help your gut health, which is exceedingly important. One of the biggest five, I think, methodologies toward good health, I think in the future, will be focused on gut health, as well as mitochondria and a few others.
Thank you, Dr. Elliott. I really appreciate you being with us, and it's a treat to have you on. I really admire him greatly, folks. He's a genius in this area, though. He's very humble, and he wouldn't say that. He contributes his success to God more than anything else. But he is a genius in the biochemistry. So thanks again, Dr. Elliott, for being with us. Box Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultramito Restore and Ultramito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now and soon going to be up there, and you're going to have that advantage, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. I'm really glad you're here with me today, because a lot of people suffer from gut problems, and sometimes it's a silent suffering. They don't know that they're suffering until it really gets out of hand, or they may not know. There's people with cancer going on in their gut, and they don't even know they have it. In fact, here in Oklahoma City, there's Advanced Body Scan that used to be a sponsor of mine, and they do this CAT scan that does little slices of the gut. To me, that's far more effective than putting a scope up you, because it may be on the outside of the gut lining. It may, and it only gets, when you scope the colon, you only get part of it. But it could be problems in the small intestine that doesn't go there. This gets all of it, and that's a special kind of CAT scan. So it's important to get that, but I'll give you some insight. N-acetylcysteine, NAC, which is great for the lungs. It helps you breathe deeper. It helps protect you also against radiation. So they found when they gave lethal doses of radiation to laboratory mice, had half of them take N-acetylcysteine and half of them without it. And when the ones that didn't have it started dying, then they did autopsies on them. The one that did have N-acetylcysteine showed no negative effect. So if you're going to get a CAT scan or even going to the dentist or any of that stuff, if you know ahead of time, try it for a couple weeks to take N-acetylcysteine. It's a good thing to take every day anyway, but load up on it, and it will protect you from the radiation, and yet you can find out what's going on. Normally, I would be talking to you about probiotics and fiber, very important, and about cleanses to the gut, like what Body Dynamics puts out there in Dallas, even Renew. The cleanses are important. It's a good idea to do some maybe once a month out of each year, and help clean out those toxins. Also, sometimes there's heavy metals that need to be cleaned out of the body and out of the kidneys, out of the blood vessels. There's things that pull that out, like zeolite, fantastic product, when it's a really good zeolite and getting rid of heavy metals. So detoxing the gut will help you a lot. Taking probiotics. There's a number of different ones out there. You can experiment with it. But there are cases, if you have SIBO, which stands for systemic infectious bacteria overgrowth, taking probiotics can make it worse. Or there's FEBO, which is a fungus overgrowth. That responds good to nystatin. And there's also things like oregano, P73, the Regares, or the Regabotics that works in the gut that helps kill that off. But getting the fungus under control, especially if you've taken antibiotics. If you've taken antibiotics, in a few weeks, you're going to have an overgrowth of fungus and maybe an overgrowth of bad bacteria, but really a fungus. And that will cause you to put on weight. Remember, they use antibiotics to fatten up cows and chickens. And it can have effect on you for many years because once the flora, the bad bacteria, is knocked down and the fungus becomes the dominant one in your gut, it starts sending peptides out to your blood telling you to eat more carbs and starches to crave them because it needs that to survive. So a low-carb diet, a keto-type diet, or just a good old Dr. Atkins-type diet helps kill that off. Our, my friend Doug Kaufman is really the expert on that. If you go to knowthecause.com, watch his show on TV, and read his books, you'll learn that fungus is the underlying cause of many diseases that medical science has trouble understanding and dealing with. I mean, he's talking about diabetes, cancer, heart disease, obesity, pretty long list. And he's written books on each one of them. But it's very important to get that under control. And you may benefit tremendously from taking probiotics and eating fermented food, but there are cases that's not what you want to do, at least not for a while, because that means it's backed up from the colon into the small intestine and bloated you up. And there is a very expensive antibiotic designed to kill that that only works in the gut and doesn't get into the blood. But that may not be the solution. So it's important. One of the best advice that I'll ever give you is find a doctor, an MD, that's also a functional medicine MD. Here in Oklahoma City, I have Dr. Paul Rothwell and Dr. Brian Frank. Work with them. Now, we'll be back next week, and I have a lot more to talk to you about. But look at whatever area of the country you are, look for a doctor that's a functional medicine doctor, and so they can see exactly what's going on. Thanks again, and tell your friends and family. They may be suffering from gut problems and don't want to talk about it, but share the show with them. I really appreciate it.